playoff volleyball on the Breeze 94.5. Tonight, it's the C28 Subdistrict from Northwest High School. The four teams in the C28 Subdistrict are Nebraska Christian, Centura, Donovan Trumbull, and Hastings St. Cecilia. Now for high school volleyball action, we go to Brandon Peoples live at Grand Island Northwest for the action.
And welcome back once again. High school volleyball here on the Breeze 94.5 C28 between Hastings St. Cecilia, Donovan Trumbull. That'll be for the title here tonight in the sub-district. And the winner moving on to Thursday's district title game. And Thayer Central, by the way, in the other end of this district, they defeated Sandy Creek. So it'll be Thayer Central and Sutton for the D27 sub-district final. The winner of that game then would get the winner of this game in the district final. So at least we can tell you that much. Thayer Central or Sutton, the opponent for the winner of this game here tonight. St. Cecilia came into this sub-district tournament with a record of 19-11, improved that to 20-11 with a win over Nebraska Christian in three sets earlier here tonight, 25-18, 25-19, 25-23. Donovan Trumbull came into 22-7, now at 23-7 with a three sets to nothing victory over Centura, 27-25, 25-19, and 25-21. Just in case you're wondering, these two teams have met this year. St. Cecilia got the better of Donovan Trumbull. I think it was, I got to look it up here, but I think it was 3-1 as they met just a few weeks ago. So these two teams are familiar with each other. They are obviously not far in distance between these two schools. It should be a great one here tonight. This one could be our longest match of the evening. These two teams are very, very talented. Donovan Trumbull will be the visitor here in this contest on the scoreboard. Here's a look at their starting lineup. Ellen Cook, 5'9 junior middle hitter, will get the start. Lauren Heinrichs, 6-foot senior middle hitter, also, she's the captain. Carson Poppy, 5'9 junior. Anna Terrazas, 5'2 junior. McKenna Nemeth, a 5'8 junior. And Kiana Pfeiffer, 5'8 senior. The libero is Abby Williams. She's a 5'4 junior. Head coach Donovan Trumbull is Gina Fitch. She's assisted by Bevan Carroll and Kendra Nolette. So it's Heinrichs, Cook, Poppy, Terrazas, Nemeth, Pfeiffer, and Williams is your libero. St. Cecilia, meanwhile, will go this way. Reagan Esch, 5'8 senior outside hitter. Lil Sheehy, 5'8 senior outside hitter. Lucy Skoke is a 6'2 junior. Brittany Mangers, 5'4 senior. Claire Rasmussen, 5'10 junior. And Maddie Jacoby, a 5'8 junior. Libero is Chandra Farmer. She's a 5'3 senior. Head coach of Hastings St. Cecilia is Tara Jones. She's assisted by Bethany Reiner. So again, it's Esch, Sheehy, Skoke, Mangers, Rasmussen, and Jacoby with Farmer, the libero, for Hastings St. Cecilia. And I believe they did win the toss here. They will serve to start this contest here. And the winner moves on to the district final Thursday night. And a chance to go to state. It's really the goal of every team here at the beginning of the season, to get that berth into the state tournament any way you can. There are only a couple of wild cards that are available, and neither of these teams will be high enough point-wise for that. So it comes down to this. You got to win your sub-district, and you got to win your district in order to punch your ticket to Lincoln here in just a couple weeks. So it'll be St. Cecilia on the left side of your radio and Donovan Trumbull on the right. That makes sense to you. Visualizing here, left to right, St. Cecilia with the ball first and the service. It'll be Brittany Mangers, the 5'4 senior, with a jump serve over the net into the back row. Donovan Trumbull switched to their black jerseys here. St. Cecilia in their blues, and a nice setup in the middle for St. Cecilia as Lucy Skoke with the kill. And the Blue Hawks, or the Hawkettes rather, off to a good start. They lead it 1-0. Another jump serve coming from Brittany Mangers. Set up at the net. Kiana Pfeiffer sends it across on the free ball here. It's sent over by Reagan Esch, and Esch will get the kill. Two straight points for St. Cecilia. Fast start. They look like the most talented team here on the floor of all four squads, but Donovan Trumbull not far behind for sure. And this is anybody's guess who wins tonight. There's a miscue by St. Cecilia. Allows Donovan Trumbull to get on the board here as they trail 2-1. There's a good serve to the back row. And a swat and a kill for Lucy Skoke on an overpass. 3-1. It'll be Reagan Esch, the 5'8 senior. Right-handed serve goes right across into the middle back row. On the free ball here, sent across. Back by McKenna Nemeth, but a little too strong as it goes towards the back wall, out of bounds. And a point for St. Cecilia. Again, Esch, the service, this time into the net. A service error. And Donovan Trumbull will take back over. Now it'll be Kiana Pfeiffer, 5'8". Ball coming. It's Lucy Skoke once again. Her third kill of this set. And Hastings St. Cecilia up 5-2. She'll go with a running serve. Left-hand serve over the net. Clears the back row. And Donovan Trumbull with a little bit of a misfire into the net. But they're going to give a point to St. Cecilia. They'll say that the Hawkettes touched it last as it went out of bounds. Free ball coming. Pardon me. Frog in my throat. 5-4, it's St. Cecilia on top as they return the serve. Free ball coming here from the back row. Nemeth sends it across. A little dink across for St. Cecilia now. Back on the return, it's Laura Heinrichs getting going. We saw what she did in the last match against Centura. She had more than 16 kills. In fact, she had 18 total. And it's 5-5 as St. Cecilia looks to return on the serve. Lifted into the air high. Heinrichs swats into the net. And that's a misfire there. A point for St. Cecilia. Knew where she wanted to go, but it went right into the net. Didn't have enough height. Service for Claire Rasmussen into the net. That's a second service error we've seen for St. Cecilia. And we're all tied at 6 in this first set, this best of 5 match between these two squads. Good serve by Heinrichs into the back row. Takes a nosedive and then sent back over by Farmer on the free ball. Now Nemeth with authority on the overpass puts it down, and McKenna Nemeth gets her first kill of the match, and Donovan Trumbull takes the lead 7-6. Nemeth will take a casual serve. It's an ace. And I checked that. That's Laura Heinrichs back there serving. Finds the back corner left side. And it's 8-6. Well, she's just the person you want back there serving. And just as I say that, she serves into the net. So it's 8-7. With the libero, Chandra Farmer coming up. 5'3 senior will fire this one away. On the serve, it goes into the back row. It's kept alive. Popped into the air high. Sent back across. And into the donut hole for McKenna Nemeth. Her second kill. And Donovan Trumbull keeps it a 2-point lead at 9-7. Now the libero, Abby Williams, sends it across. On the return, it's Reagan Esch. Kept alive. Free ball coming. Sent back across. St. Cecilia on the rally. Esch, check that. Lil Sheehy getting going here. And that's her first kill of this match. 9-8. Good start by both teams in this one as they keep it close. Service coming by Sheehy, sent across on a free ball. It's a kill. Again, McKenna Nemeth getting going. She and Heinrichs have been known to climb the ladder and get up at every one of those balls up in the front row. And now it's going to be the turn for Anna Terrazas as she goes for the serve but sends it too deep into the back row. And St. Cecilia will take back over. Sent into the back row, scooped up by Donovan Trumbull. Heinrichs fires a little too low into the net, and it's a point for Hastings St. Cecilia. Service is a little too long that time for St. Cecilia. It was Brittany Manger sending it long. And it's 11-10, serve coming from McKenna Nemeth. Popped up high in the air and sent across by Chandra Farmer. And with a little nice touch on the free ball, Carson Poppy send it over the net. Finds the hole and Donovan Trumbull out in front, 12-10. Again, it'll be Nemeth, right-handed serve into the back row, scooped up by Farmer. Set up at the front, middle, and Skoke denied a kill. Kept alive in the back row, sent back over by Esch. Donovan Trumbull on the rally. Heinrichs will try a little soft tapper and finds the donut hole. And Heinrichs now has two kills. She's just getting started. As St. Cecilia looks to return the rally. And a point there on the return from Lucy Skoke. 13-11. Donovan Trumbull in the lead here in this first set in this best of five match. Cardinals looking to return it. Now it's popped high in the air by St. Cecilia. Bumped across by Reagan Esch on the free ball. Here's Heinrichs, blocked at the net. What a play by Lucy Skoke to get up and grab that one. That's a good matchup between those two. We'll probably call their names a few times here tonight. 13-12. Donovan Trumbull holding on to a one-point lead. Reagan Esch serves for St. Cecilia left to right. Popped into the air high. Heinrichs will go up. It's blocked to the net, kept alive by St. Cecilia. Sent across on the free ball. And, wow, somehow they get it over on three hits. Sent back across Skoke. Here's Skoke. Here's Donovan Trumbull sending it back over. Now they'll set up a little light tapper by Skoke. Donovan Trumbull sends it back over as Heinrichs tries to find the back corner. Can't find it. Kept alive. And Skoke finally ends the rally there with her fourth kill. We're tied at 13. Right now, neither team can get any separation. Good serve from the back row by Reagan Esch on the free ball. It's sent across by McKenna Nemeth. Only get a little light tapper from Skoke, kept alive. Nice dig in the back row by Sheehy. And then sent back across by Reagan Esch. Donovan Trumbull, free ball. Heinrichs, too strong on the kill attempt. No touch. It goes out of bounds. And St. Cecilia recaptures the lead. Reagan Esch, good serve to the back row. It's going to be right at the net. And reaching over and plopping it down is Lucy Skoke. Another good serve by Reagan Esch to the back row. A little trouble for Donovan Trumbull. They get it across. Now on the free ball, it's sent back over. Donovan Trumbull with the rally here. They'll set up in the corner for Heinrichs. And it's blocked at the net. And it was a good block by Lucy Skoke. Claire Rasmussen in there as well. And it's 16-13. St. Cecilia, we have our first timeout of this ball game. We'll have more coming your way right after this on The Breeze 94.5.
We care for your family like you are a part of ours. Through compassionate hospice services, we help to alleviate fears and concerns so that you and your loved ones can focus on the joy of everyday moments. We celebrate the memories and special occasions of a life well lived and provide support and assistance so you feel comforted throughout the hospice journey. For more information about our services, visit us online at aseracare.com. Aseracare Hospice, caring for moments that matter.
The Breeze, 94.5.
A volleyball action tonight being brought to you by Allen Superstore. Get more for your dollar when you shop at locally owned Allen Superstore. You Get More Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings. Right now it's Hastings St. Cecilia nursing a three-point lead over Donovan Trumbull, 16-13. As they get the good serve, back row kept alive by McKenna Nemeth, sent across on the free ball here. A little light tapper, a joust at the net. It's going to be won by Donovan Trumbull that time as Lauren Heinrichs gets up and gets after it there. Heinrichs, the leading kill getter here this season, 322 kills on the year for her. And a misfire hit on the return from the serve for St. Cecilia, and that allows Donovan Trumbull to crawl right back in to within 1 point. Kiana Pfeiffer now will serve into the back row, popped into the air by Reagan Esch, sent back across. Little light tapper at the net, and it's going to be a joust won by Maddie Jacoby, getting up there and tipping it over the net. 17-15 now in favor of St. Cecilia. Good serve to the back row. This time it's Lucy Skoke with a good serve. And this one finds the donut hole in the middle. Around six defenders. And Donovan Trumbull back to within one after that kill. 17-16. Service from Carson Poppy. High into the back row. They'll set it up on a back set from Brittany Mangers. Kept alive by Donovan Trumbull, sent across from the back row by McKenna Nemeth. Now front row left side. This time it's Sheehy for the kill. Her second, just her second of the night here, or at least in this contest. She had quite a few in her previous contest earlier. Yeah, good serve by St. Cecilia again, and now the free ball this time. It's Ellen Cook getting in the action. She gets her first kill this match, 18-17. Hawkettes lead it. And it's Lauren Heinrichs again for the serve for Donovan Trumbull. In the back row, popped into the air by Rasmussen, sent across. And a nice kill by Lil Sheehy. Number three for her in this contest. Again, it'll be St. Cecilia serve. It's coming from Chandra Farmer. Kept alive. Donovan Trumbull sent back across. Set up here on the near side for Esch. That's Reagan Esch. Kept alive by Donovan Trumbull. Free ball coming. And Ellen Cook knocks it in the hole. It's now 19-18. St. Cecilia with the lead. Donovan Trumbull not going away. Service coming from Abby Williams. Back row. Popped into the air high. Sent across by Lil Sheehy once again. Another kill for her. She's racked up four so far. The Hawkettes feeling it here at the leading 20-18. Service this time from Sheehy from the back row. Middle. Kept alive by Donovan Trumbull. Sent back across and finding the back corner is Lucy Skoke. She adds to her kill total. That's five for her now. And St. Cecilia has a 21-18 lead. Donovan Trumbull trying to return the favor. This time up high goes McKenna Nemeth, but side out. And a timeout called by the Cardinals. With a score of 22-18, St. Cecilia with the lead here in set number one. We're back after this on The Breeze.
Your new floor will be something you've been looking forward to. It will make your home the way you've always dreamed. Don't worry about a thing. You chose B&B Carpet, the 2014 Central Plains Retailer of the Year for Mohawk Floorscapes. From the salespeople to the installers, B&B Carpet thanks you, our loyal customers, for helping us earn this award. Let us show you how we earned it. Call B&B Carpet in Donovan.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, Will Sheehy back there, getting set to service into the back row. Donovan Trumbull keeps it alive. And this time, McKenna Nemeth gets the kill off of a touch in the back row. And that gets the Cardinals to within three. And back to the service line now. Anna Terrazas, she did a good job in her previous contest with a good service run. St. Cecilia will set up here on the free ball in the corner. Sent across, Donovan Trumbull with a light tapper across the net. Kept alive. Now they'll get it set in the middle for Lucy Skok. That one won't go, popped across. Skok again set up, blocked at the net. Hammered across, kept alive. Back row, nice diving save by Abby Williams. Another nice diving save by Lil Sheehy in the back row. Donovan Trumbull again on the attack. Now St. Cecilia will try to set up in the corner far side. Nothing doing. Donovan Trumbull continues the rally. Oh, that one's popped high into the air. St. Cecilia will try to settle down, get it back. We got a good long one going here, and somebody into the net for Donovan Trumbull. And St. Cecilia, after that long, good volley, gets the point on an error into the net. Not how you want to see a good volley like that end, but St. Cecilia will take it. They lead it 23-19. Another good serve to the back row. Heinrichs now will tap it across with a two-handed touch from the back row. Gets a nice dig after the hit by Lucy Skok. St. Cecilia back on the attack. Skok will find it and hammers it home. Six kills for Lucy Skok. In case you're wondering, she is the leading attacker for St. Cecilia here this season. Set point here coming for St. Cecilia. Sent back across by Donovan Trumbull. They'll set up Skok again in the middle. Kept alive by the libero, Abby Williams. Now a shot to the back row. Little overpass. They'll say that Donovan Trumbull was into the net on an overpass. They'll award the point to St. Cecilia. And the Hawkettes win set number one, 25-19. It's a good start for St. Cecilia. Set number two, just about 3 minutes away. We'll take a break. Back with more volleyball after this on 94.5 The Breeze.
Good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face, friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well. With locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking.
There's a lot of talk and worry about insurances these days, and a question like, is my doctor in network with Blue Cross Blue Shield is far too common. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery wants to let you know that we are and will continue to be in network with Blue Cross Blue Shield, along with many other insurances. With items like on-site x-ray, MRI, and casting and bracing, New West has what it takes to take care of you. Call New West Sports Medicine to schedule your appointment today. No referral necessary.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We are back here at Grand Island Northwest High School. And St. Cecilia takes set number one, 25-19, just like they did earlier tonight in set number two. Actually, both teams took set number two, 25-19. They've been close matches here every time. There's been some good volleyball here. A very evenly matched sub-district here in C2-8. And the winner, again, will get either Sutton or Thayer Central for the district final, which will be on Thursday. And at a site to be determined. Can't really speculate on that because we don't know who the winners are. They usually try to determine that, finding a halfway point between the two cities of the schools that won. So if Donovan Trumbull were to come away with the win and Sutton, you go somewhere halfway between there, and there you go. That's probably where they would play. St. Cecilia, same case. Just depends. They try to make the travel. They try to limit the travel for these schools as much as they can because, let's face it, Nebraska's a huge state. You got a lot of travel, a lot of land to cover. And it ain't easy in the middle of the week. So St. Cecilia, again, winners of set number one. They'll come back out on the right side of the court as they flip sides. Again, Raleigh scoring here in this best of five contest. We'll go to 25 for the first four sets. If we play a fifth set, it's best to 15. And set number two about to get underway. It'll be Donovan Trumbull opening with the serve. Looks like they'll have McKenna Nemeth back there to do the service. They will play with the libero, defensive specialist there. Good serve, back row. High into the air, set up nicely for Skoke. And that was set up great by Brittany Mangers. And Skoke gets another kill. That's seven in this match for her. Just 348 on the season coming into this tournament. Another good play there at the net. A block, and that's going to be too many hits for Donovan Trumbull. Good play in the middle. Skoke and Rasmussen both getting up there for the block. It's 2-0. Running jumping serve by Mangers goes deep into the back row. Set up in the middle, and that might have been a double hit the St. Cecilia got away with. They didn't call it, but it's Reagan Esch getting the kill off of a touch. But awfully questionable. That looked like a double hit, but no complaint from either sideline. And a service error now for Mangers, and that puts Donovan Trumbull on the board here in set two, 3-1. Kiana Pfeiffer doing the honors this time for Donovan Trumbull. A little light tapper from St. Cecilia. On the free ball now, it goes to Ellen Cook. And Cook can't get the kill home. It's kept alive. St. Cecilia gets the point. They lead it 4-1. Right-handed serve by Reagan Esch. Goes deep to the back row. Set up nicely for Heinrichs, but out of bounds. She misfired a little too strong. Here from the right corner, going with all her momentum towards the left and fired almost into the stands. 5-1 St. Cecilia. Good serve by Esch. Diving in the back row. Nice overpass. And a little tapper by Skoke. Swatted on down. St. Cecilia gets the point. They lead it 6-1. Another good serve. This time Reagan Esch to the back row. And finding the donut hole this time is Carson Poppy, the 5'9 junior. And that stopped the rally for St. Cecilia momentarily. Donovan Trumbull back on the board, trailing 6-2. Carson Poppy deep into the back row with a good serve. And hitting it into the back row is St. Cecilia. They set up Heinrichs now on the far side corner. And Heinrichs slams home another kill. That's three for her in this match. She's been held in check. She had way more than this in her first match. See if they can get her going a little bit more. Good serve to the back row. St. Cecilia will have it on a back set from Mangers to Skoke. And again, they connect for another kill. Skoke is on fire here in this match. Now she'll do the service honors. And what do you know? Delivers an ace serve. Had a pair of those earlier here tonight. She'll fire away again. Deep to the back row. Now a set for Heinrichs. Blocked at the net. Good play. Lil Sheehy with a huge block right there. And St. Cecilia takes an 8-3 lead with a timeout on the floor. by Donovan Trumbull. We'll step aside with more volleyball right after this on The Breeze.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
9-3 St. Cecilia as Skok with another big hit on the serve. Donovan Trumbull keeps alive on three hits. Nice diving save by Chandra Farmer. Sent across now by Sheehy from the near side corner. A light tapper across St. Cecilia. There's an errant buzzer going across the gymnasium here. They play on. And St. Cecilia misfires there on a hit, and Donovan Trumbull will get the point. It says 9-3. Is that right? Yeah, it says 9-4. There we go. That's more like it. Almost didn't award a point to Donovan Trumbull. St. Cecilia with the rally back. Free ball coming. It's McKenna Nemeth. A little bit quiet lately. We haven't called her name too often here lately. And now back on the rally is Donovan Trumbull. They send it back across. Set up for Sheehy. Blocked at the net. Kept alive somehow on three hits by St. Cecilia. Donovan Trumbull fans say that was four hits. Not going to get the appeal here. And now a kill in the corner. They'll give the touch. And I believe that was one of the front hitters here. Didn't catch who had that kill, but it's 10-4. St. Cecilia with Claire Rasmussen doing the service honors. There's a kill shot. And that time it'll go for good. Ellen Cook getting her third kill, and it's 10-5 now in favor of St. Cecilia. Libero, Abby Williams stands into the service line. Good serve on the free ball here. Hammered down by Sheehy, but kept alive in the back row by Heinrichs. Now she'll send it across on a good hit from the back row. Sent back over Sheehy, and Sheehy gets another kill. And that's number five for her tonight. First one in this set. Hawkettes lead 11-5. And a good serve to the back row, kept alive by Donovan Trumbull. It's McKenna Nemeth going for the kill, dug out, sent back across. Heinrichs has it, taps it into the air. Now for Nemeth in the corner. Nice dig there by Farmer to keep it alive for St. Cecilia. And another kill for Sheehy, back-to-back kills for her. She's got six. Oh, it went to five sets over in Kearney, as Minden defeated Adams Central 3-2 here tonight. So Minden moves on to the championship in the sub-district there. Here's Heinrichs with a good kill shot, kept alive by St. Cecilia. Back cross, now a long overpass. Bumped into the air. Sheehy has it, blocked at the net. Mangers will set up Sheehy again, blocked again. But out of bounds, it'll be a kill for Sheehy. She's now got seven, and it's 13-5 all of a sudden in favor of the Hawkettes. Good serve to the back row coming from Chandra Farmer, sent back across, and finding the donut hole is Kiana Pfeiffer for the Cardinals, and that's a kill for her. Makes it 13-6. Anna Terrazas deals the serve. Kept alive on three hits, but then sent into the net by Reagan Esch. Back-to-back points for Donovan Trumbull. Makes it 13-7. Again, here's Terrazas from the left to the right. Dug out nicely by St. Cecilia's Lucia Smith. And then a kill from the front row. Reagan Esch get the credit for that one. That's her third. That's a football score right now, 14-7. It's Sheehy, Will Sheehy, getting it across. Kept alive. St. Cecilia on the rally here. A little dink and dunk there by Lucy Skoke to keep it alive. Sent back across on the free ball is Donovan Trumbull. And getting blocked at the net was McKenna Nemeth. Sent back across by St. Cecilia. A couple blockers getting up high. And it's 15-7. The Hawkettes have blown it wide open. Again, Lil Sheehy this time. An ace serve. Well, I thought that was kicked. That was not quite an ace serve, as it was a nice dig by Donovan Trumbull. Now on the overpass, another block by Lucy Skoken. Donovan Trumbull can't get anything going right now. They're just stumbling, trailing 16-7. We'll take another timeout here on the Breeze, 94.5.
Insurance agency, you get that personal service you expect from your insurance agents. Terry Connick, Candy Dombowski, and Michelle Cook will work with you to make sure your claim is handled professionally, fairly, and quickly. Talk to the Donovan Insurance Agency about auto insurance, home, life, health, business, farm, and crop insurance. Call 402-845-6568 for a free, no-obligation, hassle-free quote. The Donovan Insurance Agency proudly supports Donovan Trumbull Athletics.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Hey, welcome you back here on the Breeze, 94.5, a little high school volleyball on a Monday evening. I'm glad you could join us here tonight. Been good ones here so far, all sweeps though, and St. Cecilia trying to get another one here tonight in this C2A championship contest. Donovan Trumbull rallying back here after this long volley. And the Cardinals get the point. Nope, excuse me, St. Cecilia gets the point. It was out of bounds. And so that keeps the rally alive on the service for Sheehy. Nice diving save in the back row, Rasmussen. And on the free ball, it's sent into the net by Reagan Esch. And that'll stop a good service rally for Lil Sheehy, 5'8 senior. Now Nemeth serves for Donovan Trumbull. Set up from Mangers. And they'll send it back across and kill for Lucy Skoke. Service coming on a jumping serve by Brittany Mangers. And now Heinrichs with authority, and it's dug somehow by Chandra Farmer, but it's sent into the rafters. It'll go for a kill, and that's just the second kill of this set for Lauren Heinrichs. A good one, though. It is now 18-9 in favor of the Hawkettes. Set up at the net. Another kill for Lucy Skoke with the assist to Brittany Mangers. That is now 11 kills here in this match for Lucy Skoke. Good serve to the back row. Heinrichs sets up, taps the net. She's blocked, four hits. Actually, it wasn't blocked, it was just four hits. Donovan Trumbull in danger of going down 2-0. This is the biggest lead anybody's had in these matches here tonight, 20-9. As another good serve comes from Reagan Esch. Sent into the back row. St. Cecilia keeps it alive. Hammered into the net, though, by Esch. Check that. Lil Sheehy hammers it into the net. And the libero's back on the floor for both squads. Chandra Farmer just checked in. Carson Poppy with a good serve. Set up in the front row from Mangers to Skoke. And again, she gets another kill. Good placement. She's working that far sideline really well. Quick hits. Not a lot of reaction time for Donovan Trumbull. Now this one sent long by Logan Poppy this time. And actually they'll give her the touch for the kill. So Logan Poppy gets on the scoreboard here. Her first kill of the match. Sends Heinrichs to the service line. Dug out the back row by Farmer. Now at the net, Sheehy Hammers home another kill for St. Cecilia. 8 for her now. As it's now 22-11. Rasmussen will deal the serve for St. Cecilia. Popped in the air. And another kill for Donovan Trumbull. This time it's McKenna Nemeth. That's her first kill of this set. That'll bring up Abby Williams to the back row. Popped high in the air. Back row shot from Farmer. Sent back across by Nemeth. Dug nicely in the back row, though, by Lucia Smith. And a point for Donovan Trumbull on a misfire. Makes it 22-13, Hawkettes. Good serve by Abby Williams to the back row. Set up in the front. Sheehy left to right. Too strong. Hawkettes were looking for a touch. The officials confer. And they say, yes, indeed, there was a touch. The near side judge appealed to the far side judge that there was a touch. Donovan Trumbull fans didn't like it. They didn't agree. And it's now 23-13. Running jump serve by Chandra Farmer, sent to the back row, popped in the air. Free ball coming for Heinrichsen. She gets the kill. Wow, great time for a delivery there. Heinrichs been a little bit quiet. She does have 5 kills and an ace serve. But they've held her in check at St. Cecilia. 23-14 on the return. Sheehy hits into a defender. Now we'll get another opportunity with a little light tap. One-handed swat. Return. A little too strong. No touch. Donovan Trumbull sends it long on the hit by McKenna Nemeth. And it's now set point for the Hawkettes. 24-14 with Lil Sheehy, the 5'8 senior outside hitter, sending it across to the back row. It's scooped up by Abby Williams, the libero. Hammered down. It's another kill for McKenna Nemeth to keep Donovan Trumbull alive here in set two. Staving off the first set point, 24-15. Sends that one just over the net for an ace serve. Didn't look like it would quite clear it, and somehow did. 24-16, timeout, St. Cecilia. So we'll take another break here on the Breeze, and we'll be back to Grand Island Northwest after this.
At AseraCare Hospice, we care for your family like you are a part of ours. Through compassionate hospice services, we help to alleviate fears and concerns so that you and your loved ones can focus on the joy of everyday moments. We celebrate the memories and special occasions of a life well lived and provide support and assistance so you feel comforted throughout the hospice journey. For more information about our services, visit us online at aseracare.com. AseraCare Hospice, caring for moments that matter.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school volleyball brought to you by New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. St. Cecilia trying to get set point here on the return from the serve. Terrazas pops in the air, sent across by Nemeth. And now they'll set up Skoke. She's been hot here tonight. Kept alive by Donovan Trumbull. And now the Hawkettes set up once again here on the near side. Reganesh blocked at the net. Good job by Carson Poppy to fight that one off. And Poppy gets credit for the block. 24-17. Good serve by Nemeth as it takes a dive. St. Cecilia able to keep it alive. Popped high in the air, though. Almost into the rafters. And sent across on 3 hits. Hawkettes will get their attack set. Rolls onto the net. And it's going to fall down after a second hit. St. Cecilia not quite going to get the point. It's going to be Donovan Trumbull's point, 24-18. Nemeth again with the serve. This one's going to go long. And St. Cecilia, after Donovan Trumbull fought off 3 set points, they finally get it there. And they take set number 2 by the same score as set 1, 25-19. And they'll switch sides. We'll take another timeout. Set number 3, just minutes away here from Grand Island Northwest after this.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. With the You Get More Superstore. Outlet Superstore.
Your new floor will be something you've been looking forward to. It will make your home the way you've always dreamed. Don't worry about a thing. You chose B&B Carpet, the 2014 Central Plains Retailer of the Year for Mohawk Floorscapes. From the salespeople to the installers, B&B Carpet thanks you, our loyal customers, for helping us earn this award. Let us show you how we earned it. Call B&B Carpet in Donovan.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And we're back here at Grand Island Northwest. Again, the winner will move on to the district final in this one. And the final will be on Thursday night at a place to be determined. Likely against Sutton, or it could be Thayer Central, either way. Both of those teams playing for the championship in their respective tournaments tonight. C2-7 sub-district tournament, that's actually happening out in Friend at Nebraska tonight. I don't know if it's wrapped up or not. We haven't seen a score update for that in a little while. But I would imagine Sutton would probably be the favorite to come out of that sub-district. And that should set up a good game no matter who comes out of this one. Good rivalries in Class C, too. We have a lot of good athletes, really. Not just volleyball, but look at all the football teams that are still alive in the playoffs. In Class C2. It's a good year for this area. So we'll start set number three. St. Cecilia will have the first serve. It'll be Brittany Mangers, the 5'4 senior. Jump serve into the net. Not what she was looking for there. And point goes to the Lady Cardinals. See if they can grab some momentum here early on. McKenna Nemeth sends this one deep to the back row, scooped up and set up for. Who else? Lucy Skoke, another kill. She's had a great evening here on both of her contests. Now Reagan Esch will stand at the service line, sends this one deep to the back row. Kept alive by McKenna Nemeth, sent across. Too deep on the kill attempt there on the attack. And St. Cecilia staves it off, 2-1. They've got the early lead. Reagan Esch, right-handed serve, back row, scooped up. And a little scramble for it here for the Hawkettes. Sent across by Maddie Jacoby. Now Heinrichs tries to send it across. Four hits called against Donovan Trumbull on that. And it's 3-1. Again, it's Reagan Esch deep to the back row. Too strong service error. Glad to be with you here on KLIQ Hastings, Nebraska. Brandon Peoples at Grand Island Northwest High School for this C2-8 volleyball sub-district final as Lucy Skoke gets another kill for the Hawkettes to make it 4-2. And now it'll be her turn at the service line. Skoke to the back row. Now a back set for Heinrichs, a little light tapper across. Now a back set here on the near side for Rasmussen to send it across. Kept alive by the Cardinals, sent to the back row by Nemeth. And sent back over by Sheehy. Good hit by Donovan Trumbull, kept alive Hawkettes. Now Heinrichs at the net. Sends it back across, a little joust at the net once again. Somebody might have tapped the net momentarily, but no call. And that one just grazes the white line in the back row for Donovan Trumbull. They get a point on against St. Cecilia at 4-3 now as the Cardinals will serve. Those are so hard to defend when they get that close to the back line. Good call by the official. Sent across on the serve from the Cardinals, and on the free ball, Claire Rasmussen with authority knocks that one down. Her first kill of the match. Hawkettes continue to lead here 5-3 in set number three, trying to get the sweep. This one sent to the back row. Kept alive by Ellen Cook. Swatted at by St. Cecilia. Dug out back row by the libero, Abby Williams. And right at the net is Cook. She fires down another kill to make it 5-4. And here comes Lauren Heinrichs, one of the best servers we've seen here tonight. Steps to the service line. That one took a nosedive to the back row. Nicely dug out by Claire Rasmussen. And on the free ball, they get the kill. The Hawkettes stretch the lead out to 6-4. Chandra Farmer, the libero, will step to the service line. Running jump, right-handed serve, back row. Little reach over the net on the overpass, and it's Elizabeth Sheehy knocking it home for the point, 7-4. Again, Farmer with a good jump serve at the net. Little joust, and St. Cecilia keeps it alive as they play it off the net. Sent back across, and a point Donovan Trumbull. They trail 7-5, trying to get back into this match. Abby Williams serves it to the back row, and Mangers will set up Sheehy. Dugout back row, Donovan Trumbull, kept alive on the free ball. Sent back across. Donovan Trumbull now on the attack. Nice dig made by Rasmussen, but it went off her right fist and near the scorer's table out of bounds, so the point goes to the Lady Cards, as they are now just trailing by one at 7-6. Service from Williams deep to the back row. Kept alive here on the near side. Esch will send it across. Back on the attack. Go to Lady Cardinals. Now bumped high into the air from Mangers. A little misfire there, but St. Cecilia able to keep it alive. Now a little light tapper from Nemeth sent back across. Off in trouble, stays alive once again. Mangers will set up Sheehy. She's blocked to the net, able to keep it alive again, though. Another nice long volley between these two squads. Back set over the net. Good job by Mangers, but a nice dig made there. Who's going to win this rally? And it's going to be, well, St. Cecilia staves off another with a good dig. Hawkettes trying to keep it alive. They do again. Send it back over. We've got a nice one going here. Right at the net, and it's going to be Donovan Trumbull winning it. They win the rally there. They tie it up at 7. Wow, good job by both teams. That takes a lot of physical effort. And getting a good round of applause here by all the fans. And Cardinals will just check to make sure they're in the right rotation here. It'll be Abby Williams to serve it up next. Her team tied 7-7 with St. Cecilia here. Set up for Sheehy, and Sheehy gets the kill off the touch. Hawkettes go back up by one. As Sheehy steps to the service line, right-handed serve, swatted at to the back row. And a little fist bump across the net. That'll get it done. As Donovan Trumbull stays alive. Back over to St. Cecilia's side. They'll set it up at the net for Esch. Try to do a little finger roll. It's swatted back by Kiana Pfeiffer, and it finds a hole right between the defense. And we're tied at 8. Anna Chiraza is doing the service here to the back row. Mangers will set it up front far side for Skoke. Kept alive as they played off the net. Donovan Trumbull now on the attack. Free ball coming for Heinrichs. Swatted high and deep. No touch. And it'll go as a hitting error there. So St. Cecilia gets the point, up 9-8. Angers with a good serve, back row. Set up at the net. And this time Pfeiffer gets blocked by Rasmussen. Claire Rasmussen with a good block there, 5'10 junior. And we have a 10-8 ball game here. Hawkettes lead it. Angers with another tall serve at the net, a joust. St. Cecilia stays alive. And a kill attempt this time for Skok is good once again. They get the touch. Just barely got the touch there. It's 11-8. There's Mangers, another good serve to the back row, kept alive by the libero, Abby Williams. That will set up free ball here to Skok, who tries to dink one across, kept alive by Donovan Trumbull, and a point coming off of the kill from Nemeth. Makes 11-9. Nemeth with the serve to the back row, dug out by Farmer, the libero. On the overpass is Lauren Heinrich standing there for the ace block. And now makes it 11-10 as Donovan Trumbull tries to climb back into this set. Nemeth with a good serve, back row. Back set from Mangers to Skok, and she knocks home another kill. Got her for 16 so far here just in this match. What a game. Reganesh back row, dug out by Anna Terrazas to set up at the net. Heinrichs gets blocked. Good job by Skok and Rasmussen in there as well. 13-10. Hawkettes lead it here, trying to sweep away the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. Esch with a good serve. On a little back set over the net from Donovan Trumbull now. Sent back across by Maddie Jacoby. Heinrichs tried to, almost looked like she tried to reach up and air Jordan that one, so with a slam dunk, but got a little too much ball and it didn't go over the net. 14-10. Another good serve by Reagan Esch, deep to the back row. Had to be taken out there by a Donovan Trumbull defender. Another kill shot from the far side, won't go. And trying to play it off the net was Heinrichs. A little misfire there. A point to St. Cecilia. Timeout on the floor, called by head coach Gina Fitch of the Donovan Trumbull Lady Cards. It's 15-10. St. Cecilia leads it here in set number three. We're back right after this.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, Newview Real Estate is the perfect solution. Listen to one of their satisfied customers.
We just purchased our new home from Newview Real Estate in Hastings, and I am so glad that we did. And Dana and Connie were amazing to work with, and I would recommend these ladies to anyone looking to buy or sell a home. They are reliable and professional and are just wonderful to work with.
Hi, this is Ann Halbert with Newview Real Estate in Hastings. If we can be of any service to you too, please give us a call at 462-9111. We're located at 1239 North Burlington, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
The Breeze, 94.5.
That's been good, close games here, although all we've seen is sweeps here tonight. St. Cecilia trying to make it three in a row. As Reagan Esch deals the serve for the Hawkettes on the free ball. Here a little light tapper sent across by Pfeiffer, but sent right back by St. Cecilia. Now Heinrichs will try to do a light shot over the net. Kept alive. Now on the free ball, it's Heinrichs setting up for the kill. And there she goes. Heinrichs back into this ball game. That's her sixth kill. Now it's going to be Kiana Pfeiffer's turn to serve here with her team down 15-11. Mangers will do a back set to Skok there, and what's the call? I thought Donovan Trumbull maybe should get the point here. We'll see. Officials are going to talk it over. It appeared she hit it, and then it was hit out of bounds. So actually, they're going to give the point to Skok for the kill. Okay. No, it's going to go the other way. That's what I thought. Well, the officials are confused here. What are we going to do? They're going to reverse it. They're going to say it wasn't a kill for Skok. They'll give the point to Donovan Trumbull, 15-12, and the officials aren't really sure what happened. Either way, Cardinals are going to get the point there as Pfeiffer sends it across, and now Skok answers right back with another kill. That one had a little extra something on it right there. Skok with the kill. 16-12. Skok running jump serve. Wow, that was awfully close. And they say it's just inside the near sideline. She served from the right sideline to the right sideline. Beautiful serve done there by Skok. It's 17-12. She tries to duplicate that serve. This time it's hit into the net. Skok will get a breather. Incoming is Ellen, or is, Lucia Smith. As Carson Poppy deals a serve for Donovan Trumbull. Set up high from Mangers to Sheehy on the overpass there. Sheehy will get another chance. Blocked at the net by Ellen Cook. Sent over the defense. And on three hits, it's returned by the Cardinals. Mangers this time again will set up Sheehy on the far left corner. And she delivers the kill. That's now 10 for Lil Sheehy, the 5'8 senior outside hitter. Good serve. Back row from Rasmussen. Donovan Trumbull tried to send it over. Some bad hitting. There are four hits. And Hawkettes will get the point up 19-13. Service coming from Claire Rasmussen, dealt deep into the back row. Sent across, nice dig by Rasmussen. At the net is Sheehy, kept alive by Donovan Trumbull, sent back across. Too strong, out of bounds. Another point for the Hawkettes. Donovan Trumbull calling timeout. It's St. Cecilia leading in set number three, 20-13 over Donovan Trumbull. Back after this on the Breeze.
If you want to know how well a tractor tire is built, check the warranty to see how it's backed. That's when you'll learn that Firestone Farm Tires carry one of the best warranties in the business. Every tractor radio we build is backed by a full 2-year replacement warranty, a guarantee that's backed by a highly trained, certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer near you. The Breeze, 94.5.
Claire Rasmussen steps in to serve for St. Cecilia, her team up by 7. Donovan Trumbull trying to rally back in this one. They need to win this set to keep it alive. Good send across by Sheehy. Nice dig, though, by Donovan Trumbull. They get the kill off of a touch, and that goes to Ellen Cook. 20-14. And Lauren Heinrich standing at the service line. Good serve deep in the back row. It's scooped up by Lucia Smith. Sent across on a light tapper by Farmer. Blocked at the net. St. Cecilia will send it back across. Free ball coming. This time it's McKenna Nemeth, and she sends it too long. Point for St. Cecilia. What's going on? No, they're going to say it was out of bounds. Point awarded Donovan Trumbull. It keeps it a 5-point game, 20-15. And here's Heinrichs again to serve. Deep to the back row. Back set over the net by Mangers. And now Nemeth hammers home a kill on the overpass. And it's 20-16. Well, they'll go away just yet. Off in Trumbull trying to make it interesting here as Coach Tara Jones calling a timeout for the Hawkettes. We'll keep it right here. Pass along some other scores for you here. Alma tonight was able to win in their sub-district contest over Cambridge in three sets. Axtell also getting the win tonight over Blue Hill, 3-2 as they move on in their sub-district. Elsewhere tonight, Shelton got by Kennesaw, 3-1. And Wood River got by Gibbon, 3-1, as well as Minden over Adams Central, 3-2. In the game you heard over on Classic Hits 98.9 tonight with Doug Duda. Here it's 20-16, Donovan Trumbull trailing, but they have the service here by Heinrichs. Nice dig in the back row. And a little too strong on the kill attempt from Sheehy. As it goes long, point to Donovan Trumbull. Heinrichs again will look to serve. Right-handed slap serve goes deep to the back row. Rasmussen digs it out, kept alive by Sheehy. And a lift. It's going to be called against Donovan Trumbull. And makes it 21-17. And Farmer with a jump serve. Right-handed fist serve. Sent back across on the free ball by Nemeth. Now it'll be Sheehy to hammer one home. Kept alive at the net. Again denied a kill. Mangers sets up Esch for the kill attempt, but it goes long. Another point for Donovan Trumbull. Hanging around there. 21-18 is the score. Hawkettes trying to close it out. Mangers now will set up Sheehy in the corner. To no avail. Keeping it alive. And finding the donut hole this time is Nemeth. That's now 9 kills for her. 21-19. Cardinal fans getting excited here as they try to stave off elimination. Back on the attack. Here's Donovan Trumbull. Hawkettes look a little bit lost out there right now. The momentum has definitely swung. But now this time, a misfire into the net by Donovan Trumbull. And that awards a point to St. Cecilia. That's a huge break. 22-19. Hawkettes lead it here with Lil Sheehy. Going up there for the serve. Back on the attack is Nemeth. Nice scoop there by Sheehy in the back row. A little light dunk over by Esch on the far side. Kept alive by Farmer. Now popped high in the air. It'll be Nemeth. Nice save there by Rasmussen. Sent back across by Reagan Esch. Both teams going back and forth. Another long volley here. Good save. Played off the net by St. Cecilia. Diving out of bounds. And Farmer can't catch up to it. It's going to be a point for Donovan Trumbull. 22-20. St. Cecilia. They have not been able to shut the door yet. Can they do it? That one just served over the tape by Anna Terrazas. And now takes a nosedive as St. Cecilia returns the favor. Now at the net. Donovan Trumbull sends it back across. And they get the point off the kill from Kiana Pfeiffer. And it's a one-point ball game, 22-21. St. Cecilia leads it. We'll take a break. We're back after this.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
The Breeze 94.5.
Well, are we going to see a sweep or are we going to see a fourth set? Donovan Trumbull trying to stay alive here as Anna Terrazas sends a serve to the back row, scooped up nicely in the back by Brittany Mangers. Now hit high into the air. Donovan Trumbull will get another kill as Nemeth hammers one home. Off the touch. Tied at 22. You can feel the momentum really shift here in the gymnasium in favor of Donovan Trumbull. They've had a nice comeback here. And now that all changes right there with a service error by Anna Terrazas into the net. And Hawkettes can take advantage here with a good serve by Brittany Mangers. Now a hit to the back row. Now to the front at the net. Nemeth tries to hammer home a kill. And Skoak with a good block there at the net. Now we're at match point here for St. Cecilia. Hawkhead fans getting on their feet. 24-22. Here's Mangers with the serve. Oh, into the net. Tough break. And Donovan Trumbull staves off one match point there. Down 24-23. Here's Nemeth with the serve. They'll set up Skoak in the middle. Kept alive back there by Nemeth. Now Heinrichs extends their season just a little bit longer with a kill right there. One of their best hitters with a good kill along the right sideline. That one just clears the net from Nemeth on the serve. Now Skoak delivers across the net. Hit high but deep by Terrazas. A little fist hit there. And it's 25-24 again, match point for the Hawkettes. Reagan Esch. Well, any serve right here could end it. Dugout, back row. Heinrich set up for the kill and delivers again. That's pretty impressive. All tied at 25 here as we play on here in set number three. This time it's Kiana Pfeiffer with a serve to the back row. We'll set up Skoak. She's blocked at the net. Ellen Cook getting up there, and now it's set point for Donovan Trumbull. They could win it right here with a good serve. Tiana Pfeiffer set to deal. Scooped up back row, a nice back set from Mangers to Skoak at the net. Oh, a couple of hits there. Kept alive though by Donovan Trumbull. Sent back over to Terrazas. That one hit deep and too far. No touch on the kill attempt. And it's now all tied at 26. That's a good back and forth set here we've got going on. That one hit deep on the serve by Lucy Skoak at the net. It's Rasmussen getting up for the block. And now we're back in the favor of St. Cecilia with match point. 27-26. Lucy Skoak trying to end it here for the Hawkettes. And almost an ace serve. Kept alive, though, with a nice dig by Abby Williams. Keep it alive and a kill there at the end for St. Cecilia. I think it was Maddie Jacoby that got up and got that one. And the Hawkettes win it 28-26. And they sweep Donovan Trumbull in three sets. It'll be St. Cecilia moving on to the district final Thursday night. A tough loss for Donovan Trumbull. They showed a lot of guts right there in set number three. But it's St. Cecilia, the four seed, moving on. We'll take a quick timeout, wrap things up here with the post-game show right after this, brought to you by New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. And we'll bring you that right after this timeout.
Good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face, friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well, with locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking. At the Donovan Insurance Agency, you get that personal service you expect from your insurance agents. Terry Connick, Candy Dombowski, and Michelle Cook will work with you to make sure your claim is handled professionally, fairly, and quickly. Talk to the Donovan Insurance Agency about auto insurance, home, life, health, business, farm, and crop insurance. Call 402-845-6568 for a free, no-obligation, hassle-free quote. The Donovan Insurance Agency proudly supports Donovan Trumbull Athletics.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, definitely an impressive performance by Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight. This C28 sub-district, they were the fourth seed. And I don't know if you can really call them a traditional fourth seed in the sub-district. Not too often you see a four seed win it. Luckily, they didn't end up in a bunny bracket. They didn't have five teams. Otherwise, that would have made it a little tougher. But St. Cecilia, very impressive here. They get two sweeps against some very good volleyball teams here. They sweep. They swept earlier against Nebraska Christian. All were pretty close, 25-18, 25-19, and 25-23. Then they get the sweep of Donovan Trumbull, which I'm really, frankly, shocked about that one. 25-19, 25-19, and then 28-26. They were close matches. Those scores don't quite do it justice here. But all these teams really fought hard here tonight. But, of course, there can only be one winner, and it's St. Cecilia. Moving on, as they'll play in the district final on Thursday. And, again, it'll be – I said Thayer Central earlier. Sandy Creek defeated Thayer Central 3-2. So it'll either be Sandy Creek or Sutton playing St. Cecilia for the district final on Thursday, whoever ended up winning that game. So either way, going to be a fun one in just a couple of nights for St. Cecilia as they try to head back to the state tournament. And that certainly would be a lot of fun to see. The New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show here on The Breeze. Brought to you again by New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Great, great match here for Lucy Skok. Had a number of kills. In fact, I had her down for 17 kills in that last match. Had a few blocks and two ace serves in that match against Donovan Trumbull. Really the key here, they kind of shut down Lauren Heinrichs, their captain for Donovan Trumbull. She, in her first match earlier here tonight against Centura, had almost 20 kills. In fact, she had 18 kills in that first match. St. Cecilia was able to kind of close in on her a little bit, hold her to just 8, which is still pretty darn good, but not quite the 18 she had in the first game. Of course, McKenna Nemeth also had a good game. She had 10 kills, unofficial stats here, but nonetheless, very impressive. I thought Elizabeth Sheehy played very well for St. Cecilia. A lot of people really stepped up. Reagan Esch had some good swats at the net. Chandra Farmer, unsung hero, always the liberos defensively. They always play a key role in these ball games, and she had a number of saves here tonight for St. Cecilia. Again, they're moving on. They'll play in the district final Thursday, and we will keep you posted here on our Platte River Radio Network of stations. Doug Duda. With the Doug and Daddy show tomorrow, he'll let you know if and when we will be broadcasting some more volleyball. I believe he's got some more action for you tomorrow night over on Classic Hits. And then, of course, high school football resumes on Wednesday with 8-man action and the higher classes on Friday on our Platte River Radio Network of stations. That's going to do it for us here from Grand Island Northwest. Want to say thanks to our engineer tonight. Back in the studios. Thank you so much for getting us set up here. Having a brain fart right now. Yeah, Bailey Crow. Thank you very much. I knew that. I was just having a brain fart. I've been up a lot. I stayed up last night watching the Royals, and didn't get much sleep. So thank you to Bailey Crow, engineering things back in Hastings. Again, our final tonight, St. Cecilia wins it here in the sub-district final, 3-0. I'm Brandon Peoples signing off from Grand Island Northwest, saying goodnight.
You've been listening to Volleyball Subdistricts, the C28 from Grand Island Northwest High School on the Breeze 94.5. KLIQ, Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. This has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.